What we're going to say tonight is L'Zeichen Nishmas, my grandmother, whose yahrzeit is this evening, Fradka Vasser Benachem, Olav Shalom. Shvila Ilu Nishmasa. If you examine the words of Alan Nisim, you find many, many interesting things that need a lot of explanation. One thing that I was aiming on this year was the Lashon Ula Amcha Yisrael Asisa Teshua Gedayla. To Klal Yisrael, you did a tremendous salvation. Ufurkan, and the Yeshua, the pigeon, the redemption, is Kehayim Hazeh. It's like this day. The redemption is like this day. What in the world does that mean? I should have said that you made Shuas Gedailas Uforkan, and you made you redeemed us. What does it mean? Uforkan Kayim Azeh. It's like this day. Which day? Which day is it like? So I looked around the Mefarshim, and they basically say one of two pshatim. Either it means, like the Art Scroll says, that it's an unquestionable clarity. Just like day, if you go out in the broad daylight, things are very, very crystal clear, not mistakable. During the daylight, everything is clear. Ufurkan, the redemption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought, was not ambiguous. It was clear. We knew right away, we had a nace happen, we were redeemed, the Yevanim were driven out of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a very, very clear-cut decision. There was no ambiguity. Uforkan kayayim hazetz, like plain as day. That's what some Mefarshim want to say. Other Mefarshim I saw, the Eitz Yosef, the Rekeach, they say a little bit differently. They say it's like, Bayamim Mahem Bazman Azeh. Uforkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's redemption that took place back then, is Kayem Azeh. It's Bayam Mahem Bazman Azeh. It's now. Meaning, just like now is Chafav Kislev, if we would have gone in a time machine back, you know, a couple of thousand years when the miracle happened, it happened Kayem Azeh, today. And we know that just to be meisif, Reb Dessler's yisayid, the Ramchal's yisayid, that life is not linear, it's not straight, it's circular, and we go around like a Ferris wheel again and again and again. When we come to these days of Hanukkah, we're not celebrating a long anniversary of something that happened many, many thousands of years ago, but rather we're going back into the airspace of Hanukkah. Uforkan Kayem Azeh, we're coming back into these days. These days are here again. It's Kayem Azeh. All of the iris, all of the tremendous lights and the powers and the energies that were emitted during the original Chanukah Nes, it's back here again. It returns to us. It's Kayem Azeh. I want it to be Meisif one possible shot in what this means, Uforkan Kayem Azeh. A day, a yayim, is really comprised of two parts. The way the Rabbeinu Shalom made the world is every day, every 24-hour period, has a night and then a morning. You have a night, and then you have a morning, and that's one day. So the way life works is basically umaver yaim umavi laila. Day passes. This afternoon we had daylight. Then the day disappeared, and now night comes. Now we have night. Tomorrow morning, amitz Hashem, the night is going to be over. We're going to have sunlight again, it's going to be day again, and then it's going to be night again. It goes from day to night, from night to day, and that's the cycle of life. That's what a day is. A day is basically, it's two periods. It's two, as in the Lashon of the Gemara Nida, is it's an aina. It's a 12-hour period. Two 12-hour periods. There's an aina of day, an aina of laila, aina of laila, an aina of day, and that's yaim. And we know that night, laila, erev, represents tsaris. Whenever you speak about night, night is always a time for darkness, uncertainty. It's a scary time. You don't want to necessarily walk outside in a dark area at night. Night symbolizes tsaris. That's why Yaakov Avinu, who we just learned in last week's parsha, he wanted to have shalva, and HaKadosh Baruch says, no way. Your life is a life of tsaris. In Olam Haba, you're going to get all the shalva you want, all the serenity, all the peace, all the tranquility that you deserve, but not in this world. Yaakov Avinu symbolized night, and that's why his tefillah was Ma'ariv, because he's night. He's tsaris. He's us. He's a yid in galus. Day represents happy times, good times, when things go well in our life. We don't have tsaris. We're flying high. Everything is going our way. The wind is in our backs. We're doing well in yeshiva. We're doing well in college. We're doing well in life. Grad school, job, promotions, family, marriage, children, everything is going well, that's yaim. When things take a drastic turn for the worst, la'aleinu, sickness, death, problems, poverty, unemployment, no shidduch, no children, those are times of darkness. That's the laila of life. So a yaim is comprised of both. A yaim is comprised of night, vayi erev, and then vayi baker. Together they form yaim echad. And the way it works is that, just like a day, sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning and before you know it, the day passes and suddenly it's night. You say, hey, well, what happened to the day? It was just morning, I just woke up and now it's night already. Or sometimes, you know, it's night and all of a sudden, like, you thought you were, you know, you got, like, it seems like 2 minutes of sleep and all of a sudden it's day again. The sun is out, the alarm clock is going off, and you have to wake up for a new day. Almost seamlessly, night goes into day and day goes into night. Very quickly. That's how life is. Life is very much similar to that, to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu structures day and night. There are good times in life, and suddenly things change. The yaim turns into laila, la'aleinu, but I see it all the time. You have people that are very successful, and all of a sudden their business goes bankrupt. I know this from... I remember, I think you guys are a little too young to remember this, but in 2008, there was a financial meltdown. And people literally, overnight, lost everything. Literally. There were people that were multi-millionaires, but they had all their money in a certain stock, in a certain company, in a certain 401k plan or whatever, and boom, overnight, literally overnight, they went from being the richest guy in Shul to literally having Taimchei Shabbos delivered to their door every day. Not just Shabbos. Because sometimes night day turns into night, and it happens very quickly without even, you know, you get whiplash, it happens so fast sometimes. Everything is good, I'm having, everything is going, we're going to a chasna, and all of a sudden, something happens on the way home and everything changes, Rahman Watsan. Day turns into night. And the opposite happens also. Sometimes night turns into day. Person can have terrible tsaris. They don't know where their Yeshua is coming from. Terrible, dreaded illness, and suddenly they feel fine and they go into remission and everything is good again. They were waiting and waiting for a shidduch and didn't seem to anything, nothing was working, kept going on one and dones, and then all of a sudden, you know, just at the brink of total yish, get a call from a shatran and you go out and boom, that's it. Night turns into day very quickly. And a million other examples how people go through real tzaras, and we all have our own personal tzaras. Every person in this room, I think, has their own war to fight. Everybody has their own challenges, their own battles, their own dark demons that are plaguing them. And you should know that it's very possible, and it happens all the time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a matzav that suddenly things change in a second. It doesn't take years, it doesn't take months, it doesn't take weeks, it takes literally a split second, and something changes in your life, and suddenly everything is aces. I think that's what it means, a fork on Kayem Azeh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the miracle of Chanukah, the redemption was Kayem Azeh. It was like this day. It was like a day that went from night, Cheshech Zu Yavan. Yavan, the Greeks, is compared to darkness. We weren't able to see. There were geyser, terrible gzeiros against us. We weren't able to learn Torah. We weren't able to keep Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Milah, all the basic tenets of our faith were being threatened. We didn't see any Yeshua. There was no help in sight. We were tremendously outnumbered. It would have been foolish and an act of insanity to go up against this mighty Syrian Greek army. It didn't seem shayach. But suddenly, very, very quickly, there was a plot twist and everything changed. And we went from the Cheshech of Yavan to the lights of Chanukah, to the Pach Shemen, to the Neiris, the brilliant illumination of the Rabbeinu Shlom's light in the Beis HaMikdash once again rekindled. Ufurkan Kayayim Azeh, the redemption happened so quickly, Kayayim Azeh, just like a day has night at night, and then you have a very quick change into day, from night to day. That's how our tzaras were able to change keheref ayin. In a split second, they were able to switch from afel lar gadol. I think if you would look in the Torah of who really personifies this day-to-night type of reality in life, I would say that it's these parashas that we're in, and the hero of these parashas, of course, is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik lived a roller coaster. A roller coaster. Yosef HaTzadik had everything going for him. He was learning in the lap of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was teaching him Kol HaTorah Kulo, everything that he learned in Shem Ve'Eber. Yosef HaTzadik was the favorite child of his father, the Ben Zakunim. He was very handsome. He had everything going for him. Anything that a human being would ever want, Yosef HaTzadik had. He had everything. And suddenly, keheref ayin, the day turned into night, literally, and he was thrown into this dark, deep pit by his own brothers with snakes and scorpions slithering around in there. No end in no help in sight. He didn't see any Yeshua. He thought he was going to adjust. That was his grave. And then suddenly he was pulled out of that bar. He was sold down to Potiphar through the Ishmaelim. Again, he started rising. In the house of Potiphar, he became the number two man in the house of Potiphar. Potiphar really made him number one. Einenu gadol b'bayis hazeh. There's no one greater than you in my house. You're it. But then the pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayehi kehayayim hazeh. Same lashon. Uforkan kehayayim hazeh. Pasuk says by Yosef, Vayehi kehayayim hazeh. Vayavai habayis alasis malachtai. Vein ishman shehabayis shem babayis. He came on that day, on that special day, kehayayim hazeh. Yosef comes to the house of Potiphar. Lasis malachtai. And Chazal castigate Yosef that he was coming to do an avera with her, with Eshes Potiphar, and from that avera he ran out, and then he was of course arrested, thrown into another pit for many, many years. Again, back in the same chayshech. So he had ar chayshech. Vayhi kayem hazeh. It was that day. Things turned around so fast for Yosef. It wasn't possible to imagine what you're going through because it happened so fast. Like day has it's night, and then all of a sudden it's day, and then it's day, and then all of a sudden it's night. The tzaras just seamlessly go into the Yeshua. The Yeshua then turns into a tzara. That was Yosef's pattern of life. Kayem hazeh. Uforkan kayem hazeh, that's what Chanukah is. We are Yosef. We had tzaras, terrible, terrible tzaras we experienced, but then the night turned into day, kayem hazeh, like this 24-hour period. That's what Klal Yisrael went through. You want to hear something fascinating? It's a secret that I saw from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, he's one of the Rishonim, he says, the Shibur Lelekit says the same thing, and it's found also in the Sefer HaMakabim, which is one of the Svarim Chitzanim, but it has like the story, the inside story about what happened this time of year in the Beis HaMikdash, what happened during this tkufa of time in history. Listen to this meridika thing. They changed the Braisa. You know, everybody quotes the Braisa of Mai Chanukah, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chafaf HaMabez, Mai Chanukah, Tanur Rabbanon, that the 25th day of Kislev, days you can't be masbid and you can't be misane. Why? Because on these days, when the Yavanim were nichnasu laheichal, they came into the heichal and they were metame everything. And then after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yeshua, and we were able to, you know, get rid of them. And then, so it sounds like, you know, it's not clear how long did this whole maisa take from the time that they came into the Beis HaMikdash until the Nes of the Pach Shem, when we cleaned out the Mikdash. How long did that take? Was that weeks, months, years, decades? How long was that all? How long were they in the Beis HaMikdash for? So Rabbeinu Yerucham says an amazing insight. He says that the very same day that the Yevanim came into the Heichal, that was the very same day that Chashmonaim came and kicked them out. And that was the very same day that they started lighting the Pach Shemen. And that was the beginning of the miracle. This whole thing took place in 24 hours. It wasn't weeks, it wasn't months, it wasn't years. The Yeshua Mamish came, Keharef Ayin. The Yeshua Mamish came, Kayayim Hazeh. It was one day. The night had tzaras, and then the morning had tremendous shira. The lashon of the Sefer HaMakabim is Ra sheba oisai zman v'yayim bo boi pritzim v'chalalu. The same day that these Yevanim came in and were mechal the mikdash, boi chanchu, that was the same day that they were mechanech the mikdash, b'shir v'neva v'chinar. Musical instruments were playing. There was a band playing in the mikdash the very next day, the morning after. At night they came in and they were metame all the taras. And that very day, it's incredible, right? It was all one day. It was all one day. Uforkan kayem hazeh. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. So quickly can things change in our life. You think you have a tzara, and you don't see any Yeshua. I've been through a lot of these things myself. I don't want to get into an autobiographical storyline, but when I was young, when I was your age, I went through a lot of different things in life. And I didn't understand why I was going through a lot of these things. And only later, decades later, did I realize that whatever I was going through, I was going to need for this position in yeshiva. Because if, let's say, everything would have been perfect, if I would have, you know, if X, Y, and Z, everything would have just worked itself out perfectly, I would have no idea about any of the struggles that the Talmidim go through, because I'm oblivious. I flew above the clouds. But I went mamish under the clouds, through the clouds, and I had a lot of things that I was dealing with in many different ways. I think on every single box that maybe all of you have in one form or another, I could somewhat check. Maybe not as extreme as some of yours, but I definitely had a taste of it. And because of that, I'm able to relate to you. But sometimes I know that it feels like the tsaros that you're going through are terminal tsaros. They will never, ever end. How could they? It's not shayach. It's, we're talking about something that's, you know, no one could solve this problem. It's an insolvable problem. And some problems, taka, are very, very difficult to solve, and you have to be the Rabbeinu Shalom to solve them, but the Rabbeinu Shalom can solve everything. Everything can be solved, and when it's solved very quickly. And never give up hope for a second that what you have is something that you can't, that won't have an ending, it won't have a happy ending. It can, and it hopefully will, Amir Tzashem. But don't give up hope. Teshuas Hashem keheref ayin means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua comes like in a blink of an eye. I was wondering, like, what does this mean? That everyone knows that Chazal, Yeshuas Hashem keheref ayin. Where's the Lashon of keheref ayin? Anyone know where you find the Lashon of keheref ayin in Shas? There's one other place, maybe there's more than one other place, one place that stuck in my mind about keheref ayin. What? There's a Gemara in Brachos, a Gemara in Shabbos, where Rabbi Yossi in a Mishnah in Shabbos Lamed Aleph says, he has his own sheet about Bein HaShmashos. He says that Bein HaShmashos is Keheref Ayin, Zeh Nichnas V'Zeh Ba. Bein HaShmashos is so quick, it's like the blink of an eye. We don't hold like that. We hold it's longer. Bein HaShmashos is a longer period of time. But he says, mamish like a millisecond Bein HaShmashos, which means that day ends, night begins, and it's a second Bein HaShmashos. Keheref Ayin. I was thinking that Bein HaShmashos, that's Keheref Ayin, that's what? That's when day goes into night. That's when a good time goes into a bad time. But the Chiddush is that Yeshua's Hashem Keheref Ayin. Yeshua is when night goes into day. That too is Keheref Ayin. When day goes into night, that's Keheref Ayin according to Rabbi Yossi. But when night goes into day in the morning, when the tzaras turn into Yeshua, that's also Keheref Ayin. That's the Chiddush of Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. It's so fast, it's like a blink of an eye, it takes a second. Chanukah shows this. In one day, we went from night, the darkest of night, to the most brilliant of light. That's Chanukah. Chanukah gives us the hope that all of our personal tzaras, whatever is going on in our life, could change in a second. A second is too long. It could change in mamisha a nanosecond. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that things change, you're out. By Yosef, what happens? Vayiritzum and Abar, when he had to come out of the pit that he was in during the time after Paitifar, Vayiritzum and Abar, they didn't just take him out, they raced him out, they rushed him out. If you look in the Sefarno over there, he says, you know what? That's a normal pattern for the Rabbeinu Shem. Yitzias Mitzrayim also, we went out b'chipazin. And when Mashiach comes, says the Sefarno, the Pasuk says, Upisam hecha, upisam avay el hechal. Immediately I will come into the hechal. Ha'odin asher atem mevakshim, the lashon of the Pasuk. Upisam ba'al hechal ha'odin asher atem mevakshim. Meaning Mashiach is going to come keheref ayin. It's going to be a split second. We sometimes scratch our head and say, how is Mashiach going to come? When is he going to come? You know, people are saying he's about to come. Come on, when is it going to? I don't know when it's going to happen, but when it happens, it's going to happen so fast that our head is going to spin from the quickness, the accelerated pace of the Yeshua. When Yeshua comes, it comes like that. Chanukah gives us that hope in life that whatever we are down about in this galus and or in our personal galus, that chayshech could turn so easily into an argadol. The mizmar that we say on Chanukah is mizmar shir Chanukah sabayis l'David. And you know what we say in that pizman, in that mizmar? Ba'erev yalim bechi v'labayk erina. At night, we go to sleep crying, yalin bechi, v'labayker, and the next morning, Rina, we start singing. That's the pattern. That's Chanukah. That's Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tzvayisul David. That's what Chanukah is all about. You go to sleep at night, you're petrified, you're nervous, you're crying into the pillow. How could this be? What's going to be? What am I going to do? I'm desperate. I don't know how I'm going to get through this situation or that crisis or this. What am I going to do? It's darkness. It's cheshech. I'm scared to death. V'labekarina, you wake up in the morning and there's the sun out, and suddenly you go to yeshiva, you go to davening, and something changes, and there's song, there's music, there's happiness, and life looks good again. And this is what the Hallel of Chanukah is. Chanukah is a day of Hallel. It's not a day of Mishnah v'Simcha, it's a day of Hallel v'Aydah. What do we say in Hallel already? In Hallel we say, Mikimi me'afardal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from the dirt the poor person, me'ashpa is yarem evyan, he lifts up the really poor person from the dung heaps. Where does he sit him? He doesn't sit him in, you know, imagine you go into a baseball game, okay, and you're sitting mamish in the nosebleed section. In the back of the nosebleed section, mamish like the all the way in the back. And the usher comes over and says, excuse me, sir, you're sitting in the wrong section. He says, no, this is actually my section. I couldn't afford it. Come here. He said, okay, where's he going to put me? He's probably going to put me in the, you know, in the $20 seats. Not the $10, the $20, no. Not the $50 seats, not the $100. He's going to put you mamish behind home plate. That's what happens with our life. People that mamish didn't have two nickels to rub together, suddenly they become multimillionaires overnight. Not because they win the lottery, just some turn of events happen and boom, they just like take off. People that were voted least likely to succeed are the most successful. And the people that were voted most likely to succeed, they're saying, huh? He made it? This guy was nothing in yeshiva. He made it? And that's how life is. Life is very quick. Things change. Day turns into night. Night turns into day. Chanukah is a period that we focus on the night turning into day. Because that's exactly what happened on Chanukah. I saw an amazing maisa the other day, yesterday actually. There was a chash of a yid from Yerushalayim, and he made a trip to Manchester, England. And when he was in this city of Manchester, which is a very chashuva Jewish enclave in England, I have a lot of relatives there, very chashuva, very, very chashuva people that live there. Like simple people, pure people, really Talmid Chacham Mubakim, people that their Avedis Hashem is real. So there was, so this Yid from Yerushalayim visited Manchester, and he went into a shul, and he heard this old man saying Kaddish. But the way he said Kaddish was like, so like different than everybody else. He put so much emotion and so much feeling into it, and he was screaming it, and he was crying it. He was living the Kaddish that he was saying. And it intrigued this Yerushalayim Yid. So he went over to him after davening and he said, tell me, what's the story with you and Kaddish? What's the relationship that you have? It's obviously, you have a special, close relationship. What's going on between you and Kaddish? So he says, I'll tell you. When I was in the concentration camps, I knew that the only way that I'd survive the camps was if I had pure bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shlom. There was no other way. There was no either or. It was either or. There was no middle way, I should say. It's not like, I'm not sure. You either have bitachon or you have nothing. And I grew accustomed to saying constantly, Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim. Everything that happened, no matter what was going on, if they were marching us through the freezing cold ice of the European winters, Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim, it's around the corner. The Yeshua is about to come. If they made us work on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, without shoes in the freezing ocean, Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim. They took us on death marches. If they made us do unspeakable things, Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim. In fact, he said, all of the people around me in my bunk called me Yeshuas Hashem. That was my nickname. Because I kept saying Yeshua, that was my mantra, Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim. And I believed it with every fiber of my being. I believed Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Everything will turn itself around. The last day, he said, that I was going to live, we were all herded into the gas chambers. And the way the gas chambers was, it was like a bunker. And then there was a room outside of the actual gas chambers. You had to go through a door, and then there were doors that, to get into this bunker. And then, Rachman al-Itzlan, you didn't have to undress outside of the showers or the gas chamber. And they knew already where they were going. They understood what was happening. And then after they were all undressed, they were going to then be herded into the actual gas chamber. And that was going to be it. So as we were being herded into that outer room in the gas chamber, before the actual chamber, but in the anteroom, so a guy next to me says, "Nu Yeshuas Hashem, what's going to be? Where did all of your bitachon go? You just kept saying, Habitachon the Rabbeinu Shalom, Habitachon the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yeshuas Hashem, Karafayim. And I was buying into it, and look where we are now. What's going to be with your bitachon? Where is it? Look where we're going now." And I said to him, Yeshuas Hashem Karafayim. At this point, the Nazi guard, Yimach Shemai, an animal in a uniform, was like screaming at the Jews, get inside, get inside. He wanted to end his shift already and be done with this. And I was standing near him. And he was a Geivedika Nazi. and you say, what did you say? What was the Jewish way? He said, no, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then you said something. No, nothing, you won't understand it. He was getting angry at me. All of a sudden, we were standing in this ante room with a door open. There was a slip of paper that fell out of this Nazi's pocket. And it started blowing outside the doors. And the Nazi didn't, it wasn't pass for him to go and run after the paper. It was not, that's not Lefich Vaidei. So he was already like engaged in a sichsach with me. So he said to me, he wanted to show that he's gonna win. He says, Jew, get the paper. So I said, okay. Ran outside and his eyes were on me the whole time. Because he wanted to make sure that I don't escape. And all of a sudden, another gust of wind comes and it blows the paper even further away from the door. And I'm running after it, and the Nazi's looking at me. And all of a sudden, those doors of the bunker start automatically closing. They had like automatically sealing doors. After the shift was in, the general in charge of the whole camp, who was watching from some, you know, tower or something, he had a button, and automatically the doors started closing. These metal strong doors started automatically closing. And the Nazi was not able to get out because it closed too quickly. So, and whoever was inside were trapped inside, and I was on the outside because of that piece of paper. And I heard my brothers, the Yidden, that were inside of that anteroom, and they chopped exactly what was happening. They were screaming to me, don't forget about us. Say Kaddish for us. Please never forget us. And I ran. And I ran into the forest, and I didn't stop running. And Nisim upon Nisim happened to me until I was able to escape to safety. And here I am in Manchester as a survivor. Because when you have Yeshua Hashem Karafayin, when you have Bitachon, when you invest in the Rabbeinu Shalom with all of your heart, and you believe that everything will be good, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make everything change in a split second, when you believe that and you live that with everything that you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that happen. I want to just be meisiv one thing. Yeshua Hashem Keref Ayin is true from the Rabbeinu Shalom's perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make night turn into day in a second. All of our tsaros, all of our sveikus, all of our misgivings, all of our problems, all of our crises could change, and they do. You know, I was thinking just the other day that so many things, like just last year, or not even last year, maybe it was the summer, that were really haunting me, like I was really scared about, today I don't even remember. You ever have that? Like, it was so important at the time, and then like, you can't even remember, like you wonder, like what was bothering you back then? And my father, Olav Shalom, used to say, whenever I was like upset about something, or, you know, something was plaguing me or whatever, I had a problem, quote unquote, you know, you'd say 50 years from today, it's not gonna matter. But the truth is that 50 days from today, it's not gonna matter. A lot of the things that we're worrying about, a lot of the things that we have phobias about or we're nervous about, or we don't know and we're scared, whether it could be that right now, you know, his finals are on our mind, or maybe it's, are we going to get into a graduate school, or maybe, you know, what are we going to, you know, are we going to be Talmid Chacham, are we going to be able to, you know, get a good job, find a nice girl, have healthy children, be happy, be able to get along with our family, be able to, you know, build good friendship, whatever it is that, you know, that we have in our life, family issues, financial issues. There's no shortage of issues. Not always, but very often what's plaguing us today, it goes away. Or it gets better with time. That's part of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us with life. As time passes, things heal by itself sometimes. And that healing by itself is not healing by itself. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom healing, and it seems like it's happening on its own. But it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the refuah before the makkah. Everything can be good, Amir Tzashem. You just have to really believe. And I want to just add one more thing. From a human to human perspective, this is true also. You could be the Yeshua of somebody else. And your Yeshua could be Keharef Ayin for that person. And you're acting godly when you do that. It's in our hands so often to help somebody else. We could be the Mashiach of those people, of other people, of friends, of enemies, whatever it is, people. People have tzaras. People have tzaras. What can I help you with? I could give you an eitzah. I could give you a loan. I could set you up with a girl. I could be your friend. I could visit you. I could visit you when you're sick. I could bring you a meal. There's so much that I could do for you and you could do for me. And when you do that, you are the Yeshua, Keharef Ayin, of somebody else. And when the Rabbeinu Shalom sees that, he has such nachas ruach. That's a Chanukah Yid. A Chanukah Yid means somebody that wants to be there for other people, that want to be that Mashiach, Keharef Ayin, for somebody else. Tell you a story that I've said in the past on Chanukah. I know there are people here that listen to a lot of the old Chanukah Shmuzin and around the year. So those of you that do that, first of all, you need to get out more often. But additionally, be meichel me if I'm repeating this story, but it's something that I remember so clearly. There was a story of a bachur, and I happen to know the people involved, or I used to. There was a bachur who was living in Brooklyn, an elter bachur, which means an older single guy who was like in his 30s, not married. He was living in a basement apartment in Brooklyn. Now, it doesn't get much worse than that. To be an elter bachur, you have to live in Brooklyn in a basement. That's three strikes, you're out. Like, that's not good. And it was Chanukah. He was in the basement, and upstairs there was a young couple, you know, young, also maybe approximately his age, but they were married, they had little kids running around and on top of his head in the basement there. And they were having a Chanukah party that night. And the wife was making latkes, and they had sufganiyot, and they had whatever else she was making. And the aroma of all this Chanukah fare was like sort of going underneath the door, wafting underneath the door and right into his apartment. And if he wasn't depressed enough, he got even more depressed. And it wasn't good. It was like crazy what this guy was going through, Nebuch. He is sitting there like alone on Chanukah, cold weather outside, no family, no friends, by himself. And he has to hear this young couple upstairs, you know, where he should be. And they're enjoying the light. He's in the bar and they're upstairs. And here's the parents come in, and the in-laws come in, and the cousins are there, and it's just like a whole Chanukah, beautiful matzav upstairs. And he's like sitting there alone, mamish babar. There's a knock on his door, between the upstairs and the downstairs, there was a door. And with his last ounce of strength, he goes and he opens the door. And it's the husband from upstairs, and the wife was standing in back of him. And they said, please join us for our Hanukkah party. It wouldn't be the same without you. So he says, no, I'm not really up. Please, just come. So he says, okay, he goes, he washes up a little bit, he brushes his hair and, you know, puts on a nicer shirt, and he comes upstairs and he sits, they sit him down by the table in a hush of a place, and he, you know, he's eating the latkes and he's playing dreidel on the floor with the kids then, and he's schmoozing with the grandparents, and he's just having the time of his life. And then after the party's over and everybody's filing out, and it's just basically him and the husband and wife. The kids are put to bed already, and the in-laws went, and the cousins are gone, and he's helping them clear the table and clean up in the kitchen a little bit, and he stops. And he says, I want you to know something. Tonight was going to be the last night of my life. I was going to end it all tonight. I had no interest in living whatsoever. It's Hanukkah, freezing cold out, stuck in a basement. I have no Yeshua. No one cares about me. I'm all alone. I'm trying to, you know, have a Yontif spirit, but I have nothing. And I'm reminded of how little I have by virtue of the fact that you're upstairs living Bruma Shalaylam, and I was going to end it. This was going to be it. And then that knock came. And because you knocked on my door and you invited me in and you made me feel like a human being and you made me feel special and you made me feel like a Yid and you made me feel like I had family and that there was hope for me and that not all is lost. You have mobilized me once again to start all over again, to build from scratch, and to keep dreaming. Yeshua's Hashem Karef Ayin is not just merely waiting for God to fix all the problems in the world. It's we have to fix some of the problems ourselves. You don't know how powerful you are, each and every one of you, and myself. There's a vart we say in Magen Avos on Friday nights after Shemoneh Esrei. Mechaye Mesem b'ma'amaroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu resuscitates the dead b'ma'amaroi, with his word. And the Musar Sfarim say, you know what this means, or the Hasidish Sfarim really say, that Mechaye Mesem b'ma'amaroi means that with merely a word, we're able to resuscitate the dead. You go over to somebody and you say, I love your haircut. Where'd you get that haircut? It's amazing. You look incredible. For you, it's a cheap statement. It means nothing. It costs you zero. But for that person on the receiving end, he feels like $1 million. Maybe he was depressed. Maybe he couldn't live. Maybe he wasn't interested. And now you have been Mechayim Mason, literally, b'ma'amar. With one statement, you have revived him. I love the way you daven. I love the way you're learning. You're unbelievable. You're just a big Baal Chesed, and you're, you know, great glasses, nice shirt, nice tie, nice shoes. Great question today in Shir. I see you take notes so well. Wow, how do you write so neatly? Whatever it is that you tell somebody else that would pick them up, Yeshua Hashem Karef Ayin, you're in a second changing the entire trajectory of their life from night to day. You're a Chanukah Yid. You're a Matisyahu Banav. The same 24-hour period that life could look horrible, you could change a life in one day, in 1 minute, in 1 second. And you know what happens when you start changing other people's lives? You've changed your own life. The greatest feeling in the world is to pick up somebody else. When you make somebody else feel good, you're the hero. You should feel great about yourself. The more you give, the more you get. That's a Chanukah Yid. Yeshuas Hashem Karafayin. Everything happens so quickly. Life turns around so, so fast. Never, ever have Yish. Yish is Shalom Midas. A Yid never has Yish because a Yid always knows the secret of Ufurkan Kayayim Hazeh. That Yeshua has come Kayayim Hazeh, and one day it goes from night, starts off night. It's night out, right? Look outside. Come back in a couple of hours. The dawn is going to start coming up, and you're going to see the sun, and it's going to be a bright day, Mitzvah Shem. The birds are going to be chirping. The trees are going to be singing. Everything could be great so quickly. Every single day you see this playing out in nature, and that's how the Rabbeinu Shalom runs his universe. Ufurkan Kayayim Hazeh, Vayhi Kayayim Hazeh. Yosef had it the opposite way, but then it went back. Vayiritzu min Abar. That's life. Life changes. Just be patient with life. If things are down, be patient. Because things could turn around. You daven a little bit. You do chesed for some other people. There's a boomerang, and boom, you're on the top of the on the heap again. Leishivim nedivim nedivim. You will sit with the VIPs in the skybox. All because you were able to understand bebitachin. Uforkan kayem hazeh. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates his world.